Salta.
Yes, Salta. All right, Little Friday Fun. The other morning, or 1 week ago today, as a matter of fact, I'm listening to the Musers. Everybody should listen to the Musers. What are you doing if you're not listening to the Musers in the morning?
Sleeping.
Well, what else are you going to listen to?
I was non-sleeping listening to Gordo's Corner. And they brought up male, what surgeries men were into. Like the most popular male plastic surgery type things. And the number one one was getting your fat removal, like tummy
lipo,
tuck.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. And then the second one was something that I was not familiar with. But I heard them talk about it, and I said, you know what? This sounds like the worst two doctors in America. And it also sounds like
they're just passing a bong back and forth.
A conversation, yes, where they are just throwing edibles at each other with their mouths wide open. So what better way to celebrate that than to just tick it down a notch? So here are Dr. Miller and Dr. Keith enjoying themselves a nice conversation about what men are really into when it comes to surgery.
Do you know how they do the penis enlargement? I'm sure you've researched it quite a bit.
I have
given
no
your
idea.
Condition.
I have no idea, but I'm sure you're about to completely educate everyone.
Well, in this article about this guy dying...
In this article.
This
you
the
have
first,
nothing in front of you right now.
This is the first I've read of this. They say in the U.S., he died in Paris on the operating table, so who knows what goes over there. But in the U.S., there's only one silicone implant treatment. That's how they enlarge it. For whatever reason in my childish brain, I always thought that they enlarged it like when they lengthen a leg, they'll saw in the middle of the femur, let's say, and they'll take bone or
Excellent
something
job, Brownie.
From somewhere else and they'll put it in the middle of the femur to lengthen it by like an inch.
So you think they enlarge penises by putting a bit of leg bone in the middle of it?
Or whatever will work. If leg bone works, fine. But I didn't... That's what I thought that it was... You slice it in half and then add something to the middle. So I always thought it worked. But apparently it's a silicone implant.
And some of these guys have like push button penises. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like if a guy has...
To enlarge it.
Yeah. Well, no. When he has... which I'm saying erectile dysfunction, but I'm disguising it, so I'm going to say it. He has like a push button that he can hit that, and then it... There's a bladder inside the penis that then inflates with some substance and then gives him the penetrative power that he needs.
Power.
I picture.
Oh my God!
I picture two doctors at the Stockholm medical conference, like that had wandered off to the other room to discuss their own ideas.
Yeah.
And this is what they came up with.
Man, you know a lot about this. I've never heard of this, but you know plenty, so...
Actually, in my erectile push-button pump...
What?
I got a Duramax engine in it.
Would you like to know the hottest plastic surgery trend for men? It's the scrotal lift.
What Jordan's just getting. I mean, off air.
But that's off air.
Yes.
He is out today. The scrotal lift is the hottest plastic surgery trend for men who have balls hanging down. To get
I always thought that was a myth that balls go, they descend.
Like no.
Take the elevator as you get older.
Tell me, certainly you've seen the National Geographic pictures of the guys with giant balls hanging down below their knees.
I don't
what is
really
happening?
Look for them. I don't know why.
When we were in grade school, we'd go to the school library and we'd find the National Geographic that had the guy with the balls hanging down to his ankles.
Just so you could look at balls. You went to the library when you were in elementary school to look at balls.
Gravity over time will pull them down.
Not if you have something working against the force of gravity.
Yeah. But you're not wearing briefs 24/7. You take showers, you're in swimsuits, sometimes you're going without underwear.
Well, I guess your skin loses its elasticity as you get older as well. So, wait, do women have the same problem?
They don't have the scrotum gorgeous.
All of this anatomy.
They don't have balls.
Well, all the anatomy is derived from the same source. You know, a woman's labia is merely a split scrotum.
What?
I swear to you that's true.
I'm gonna look that up.
Oh my god. It's like they forgot they were on the radio.
That took place on the air.
Yes.
Yeah, it did.
God.
Didn't that sound like such
you
a...
You talk about us.
I know.
I was crying laughing, man. Oh, God, I knew it would sound better if it was slowed down, so thank you, Mino.
God almighty.
Good job, Mino.
Wow.
There you go.
The Lord's work.
There is Friday fun.
You're doing the devil's work is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
All right.
Us.
U.S. Open.
Yes, U.S. Open update next.